Philip Semputi, elected to Surgeon Care. Today's date is 03/21/2026. Dictation is for Erica Santos. Santos spells S-A-N-T-O-S. Erica spells E-R-I-K-A, and date of birth is 02/01/1977. This is a 49-year-old female. Here for routine follow-up period. That's why Rob. The patient has a history of hypertension, a vitamin D deficiency, and insulin-dependent diabetes. Is there for follow-up for this condition? And medication refill. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient complaints of vaginal itching and pain to her left thumb. Period. Patient stated that something fell hitting the distal surface of her thumb. And since she says she's been in 7/10 pain, comma, said this occurred approximately 4 days ago. She described pain as sharp. She rated pain as 7/10, located in the middle pharynx. Correction, distal pharynx of her first digit left hand. Say that she's been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, morbidly obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure 125/71, pulse 63, respiration 19, temperature 97.73. Next paragraph. HGNT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. Normal bowel sounds. No organomegaly. No guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Left hand, tenderness in the region of the proximal phalanx, first digits, left hand. She has reduced range of motion of DIPGA, MIPGA. Taking her to pain. Next paragraph, no step off. No deformity, there's localized edema. And diffuse tenderness to palpation, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is vitamin D deficiency. Number two is insulin-dependent diabetes. Number three is vaginal itching. Number five is hypertension. Number six is contusion, left thumb. Today we did an x-ray. X-ray of her left thumb did not demonstrate any acute fractures. Labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, T3, T4, TSH. Well, she was advised to buy a splint for her thumb and wear it for the next 10 days. At night, she should take it off and do some hand exercises. And this was demonstrated to her and said she understands and she will engage in that activity, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 12, number 12. Next medication, Novalin 730, 6 units in the AMM and 7 units at night for 90 days. Next medication, Diflucan, 150 milligram stick, 1 PO now. And she was given the opportunity to ask questions, said she has none. Next medication, metformin, 850 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. And back to discharge. The patient was given Diflucan, which should help with her vaginal itching. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.